Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We, of course, welcome you to Ter Kadamba. Ter means calling, and Kadamba is referring to the Kadamba tree. And in this place, amongst the many things that occurred, Krishna would climb the Kadamba tree and call the cows. He would call them by their names. Now just imagine what that's like. If Krishna was calling your name, and if you were a cow and who had wandered away, and Krishna would call you, just think how happy you would feel. And I always imagine that some of the cows who may be a little naughty, they would wander away just so that Krishna would call them by their name. And here, there are many things that occurred. It's just between Nandagram and Nandagram. This direction is Nandagram. This direction. And Javat, which is in, must be that direction over there. So Srimati Radharani was staying in Javat, and Krishna, of course, in Nandagram, and the cows would be herded here. This was like a Goshala, and Srimati Radharani and Lalita and Vishakha, they would all be walking because Radharani would be cooking for Krishna in Nandagram, and so many pastimes as the gopis would walk past this area. They would get teased by Krishna and the cowherd boys. So many things would happen. So this is such a special place. And here, Srila Rupa Goswami chose to do his very deep meditative bhajan and his chanting and his writing. So this is so blessed. And to sit under these very holy trees is a blessing in and of itself. These trees are ancient, and the dust here has been walked upon by so many exalted devotees, including, of course, Sri Rupa, and then Sanatan Goswami would visit, and so many wonderful things occur here. And this is a perfect place to be deep and prayerful and chant Krishna's holy names in a very internal way, in a very serious way. And that's what we should basically do. We should chant Hare Krishna and try to take shelter of the holy names and absorb our consciousness in Krishna's holy names. There is the outside world with the sound of the rickshaws, and there's the outside world further away, which has to do with so much of our lives. But then there is an inside world which continuously chatters on. There's an inside world that can continuously just talks about this and thinks about the future and thinks about the past. So now is it time to really try to absorb our consciousness in Krishna's holy name, chanting many, 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 many rounds, but in a very deep and meaningful way. Try to get absorbed. Try to fill our consciousness, the internal world, with the holy names and become Krishna conscious while we're here. And let the world, external and internal, do whatever it's going to do. But let us try to absorb our consciousness in Krishna's holy names. So please become determined to do that. And you could pray to Srila Rupa Goswami, of course, to Guru Vaishnavas, Prabhupada. You can pray to these trees. Look at these ancient trees. They have seen everything, including the presence of Srila Rupa Goswami. So please use this time extremely wisely and become determined to do that. And of course, try your best. I would like to just read something that Srila Rupa Goswami wrote, perhaps in this place.
I'll read just some of this very important prayer. And this Rupa Goswami wrote, it seems he wrote it here. Just imagine the mood of Srila Rupa Goswami as you hear this. Or can think about it. Overcome with yearning and crying in the midst of Vrindavan forest, I shall now reveal the deep marked burning tears have made in my heart. O Vrindavan forest, who among your devoted servants has not already attained the path of supreme transcendental bliss? I humbly beg you, please reveal in my heart the best way to attain my king and queen. Please be kind to me. O king, whose splendid sweetness surpasses Lord Narayan, O queen, who fills both the goddess of fortune and the sweet, beautiful girls of Braja with wonder. O king, who is an expanding mountain of the jewels of eternal virtues, unattainable by outsiders. O queen, who possesses a treasure of transcendental virtues that stun with wonder the hearts of all virtuous girls. O king, who is the regal sapphire crown of the peerless youths of Braja. O queen, who is the jasmine crown of the splendid girls of Gokul in this world. So he's expressing, he's praying with such deep longing to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And then he explains some of their pastimes and he talks about some of the associates. And he glorifies them. And he talks about their pastimes in a very intimate way. O Vrindavan, it is not at all surprising that the entire world, O Vrindavan desire vine, it is not at all surprising that the entire world is delighted by the flowing stream of the honey of your pastimes, shining with the nectar showered by the black cloud of Krishna, by your all-pervading fragrance, this is his experience of Vrindavan, and by your great sweetness. And it is also not surprising that the vines on the ground who have attained the dust of your feet are now standing erect in ecstasy. O Prince and Princess of the Gopas, again and again I pray for this benediction. Birth after birth, may I love your lotus feet. O King and Queen who eternally enjoyed transcendental pastimes, this vine of longings, Utkalika Valari, has sprouted up before you in the Vrindavan forest. As I recite it, as I speak these prayers that have come from the burning desires of my heart, Rupa Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami says, my body trembles. O King and Queen, please hear this prayer and please fulfill my desires. So this mood of deep internal longing to come closer, as we heard, his first or second prayer was, please tell me the best way that I can move towards you to attain you. So many other devotees are exalted, but myself, I have missed out. How can I attain you? How can I move forward in your loving service? And then he ends this wonderful prayer in this way. This vine of longing, a vine because it's the vine is touching the dust of Vrindavan, and it also has many leaves, which are the prayers that he has written. This vine of longing, Utkalika Valari, was written by me, a resident of Gokul, in the month of Posha, December, January, in the Shaka year of Chandravasya Bhuvana, in 1549 in our calculations. So he tells when it was written, and here the vine of his love is manifesting for our benefit. Would you like to say anything?
Sri Chaitanya Manogistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Abhadamadyam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskatyari Zatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivastadi Ur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Bhujan Prabhu, I was listening in the back and I thought you really gave us a very, let us say, powerful entry into our 64 rounds day. You spoke of the mood which is required, the mood of sincere longing. Thank you. Yearning, desiring. I do remember Srila Prabhupada saying that once one of our God brothers asked him, how do we attain Krishna? And he said, by your anxiety. But the anxiety, he did not mean this disturbed mentality which we have when things don't go our way. Anxiety here, he meant like longing, a very high degree of longing. Longing comes as a result of a few realizations inside. Just like water goes through a few stages before it is boiling, our mind must go through a few stages before it arrives at the point of the yearning or longing or spiritual anxiety, you could even say. I must have this. See, when you want water to come to a boiling point, you have to give some energy to the water, some electricity in your kettle, and after some time the bubbles appear and it is boiling. The question we might ask ourselves is, oh, I'm so occupied with so many other things at the moment, how can I come to the boiling point? How can I develop this spiritual sentiment and anxiety for Krishna? We may still think so much of our partners, of our unfulfilled projects, and so on. And then all of a sudden, we find ourselves in this place of longing and we feel like dinosaurs in an American shopping center, totally out of place. You know what has happened to me? Here are a few hints which might help you to come to the stage where you can chant with deep longing and experience something that changes your life during this holy name retreat. I must again thank you, Bhurijan Prabhu. You could not have chosen a better entry for today because, yes, we will have to have some inner orientation to do the 64 rounds day with energy, with inspiration, with enthusiasm, and with deep devotional realizations. The first thing is very important to understand, where am I now and where is my goal in my life? I think you will all agree that the most wonderful goal in our lives is really to attain the lotus feet. And we need to see the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. We need to see where are we now and what needs to be done to bridge over the difference, you know, which is there, to bring the two together, my present state and my desired state, my as I am now and as I wish to become, these two states. This is very important to take a moment and think about this, that yes, we are all in Krishna consciousness, we have all joined a wonderful movement of Srila Prabhupada. The question is, have we realized that where we are? Is the beginning even clear to us? I remember in my very first darshan with Srila Prabhupada, my very last darshan, the first darshan, I was so excited that I forgot many things. But the last darshan, he asked me, so have you understood our philosophy? And he gave himself the answer to this question after some time. He said, first of all, you must understand you are in the eternal soul. My dear devotees, we are not the body. We are a soul. We belong to Krishna. Birth, old age, and disease, and then death is not natural. We must find a solution for the problems of material existence, and that comes only if we come to Krishna, if we realize our constitutional, eternal position in relationship with Krishna. It's so, we have a journey here. Please don't think about during the Holy Name retreat, during the 64 rounds day, about your stomach, which may not be so good. Or please don't even think. I hope I have it. Yes, it's here. About this, fisherman friends, which will cure your voice. No need. There is another agenda, another point on the schedule, another subject. That the subject is your eternal soul, and you have the opportunity now for one day to create, with the help of this holy place, Rupa Goswami and his innumerable prayers, you have the opportunity to come light years ahead in your relationship with Krishna. Because everything which you do here at this root place, the place where the roots of Chaitanya Bhakti were formulated by Rupa Goswami, anything which you do here has extra strength. You know, to chant Hare Krishna here is like entering into a lift, a mega lift, a super fast lift, which brings you to unexpected heights very quickly. So for that, it is very important that you build a sankalpa, an inner orientation. I'm going to chant now, and I want to connect with the real theme of my life, that I want to go back to Krishna. I want to enter a relationship, an active relationship, where Krishna's love flows to me and my service flows to Krishna. I want this here, and I want to create this by calling out to him. Hare Krishna, please accept me in your service. No, this, please take away my material attachments, which force me to serve Maya. I do not want to be a slave of Maya any longer. Bas, finished. I want to again re-enter my service for Krishna. So keep this sankalpa, and I will come now to a close. Thank you very much. I want to make a little sankalpa exercise with you. I request you to sit straight. Please look around this most beautiful surroundings. By the way, you are under the branches of wish-fulfilling trees or kalpa vriksha trees. Maybe you all move a little bit closer that those in the back have a chance to join us and come a little, create a little condensed atmosphere. Yes, don't be shy. Please take a few deep breaths and try to lengthen your spine. It will help you to wake up if it is necessary. Please remember that in your truest nature, your truest essence, when everything is peeled away that is not you, you are a precious individual, a unique individual with a unique relationship to the most wonderful person, the wonderful being, the source of everything, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. But unfortunately, you have become truant or absent in this relationship. And today, you have a chance. It will only be a day. In the night, the buses will take us from here to really spend time in this one relationship, this relationship to Krishna. Let us remember the beautiful verses and the inspirations from Bhurijan Prabhu, who said we should yearn, we should long for, we should desire, and we should be in some anxiety, says Prabhupada, to attain this relationship. And we will do this by chanting the holy name. My dear devotees, try to spend maximum amount of time in this day together with the devotees here in the core, in the heart of this 64-ounce day. But you are, of course, welcome to wander around the lake when you feel tired and you feel you need to energize yourself. You can also later during the day rest under the kalpa vriksha trees around the lake. But your actual chanting, we've always seen, it is best if you do that in the Sangha of devotees. Bhurijan Prabhu and myself will, always one of us will be here with you. And we will read a verse here or there, but mostly we will chant. So now, please, in your mind, think a little bit about your day. What it is that you, this precious individual, this wants to do today on the 64 rounds day. Let us start now. Thank you. And now, the most important part, let us pray sincerely to Krishna, to Rupa Goswami, to Radharani, that they will empower us to follow our intention. We wish you the most wonderful 64 rounds day. Your 64 rounds day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Let us all say, this is good. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Govakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Come on.